It is definitely time to wake up.
It is.
It's already 10 after 6, bro. Get out of bed.
I know. Stop being lazy. Care about your day.
Face it. Just face it.
It's going to happen whether or not you like it.
It's kind of overcast and gloomy today, so...
I kind of like that, though.
But it sucks trying to get out of bed on a day like today.
That's the last thing you want to do.
Because it's just nice and chill, and you're like, yeah, it's cool outside. It's overcast.
Here's the thing.
I had a hard time this morning.
Just don't look outside.
Oh, yeah. I have to have it, like, really dark. So I have all the, like, blinds drawn and... And the, what are those other thingies called that you...
Curtains?
Yeah, those things.
Sheets those are like for the totally, window?
Yes, that's exactly what I think they are. So, and that's pretty much what we use them for. And like if we run out of sheets and they're dirty and we forgot to do laundry, we'll just pull them off the walls.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, just use them as
makes
sheets.
Makes sense.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah, you have the fitted sheets up there too?
Yes, cool. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it's easier to put them on the wall than to try and fold them and put them in the closet.
Right. You just end up putting them in a ball.
Yeah, I don't understand. Whoever invented fitted sheets, like, I guess it's cool because it's easier to put them on your bed. But when you have to fold those stupid things...
I don't understand why it's not just a bigger square and then they don't just, like, button or something underneath.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? That's actually safe. Because, like, for little kids, they can pull it off and then it's a hazard.
Right.
Never mind.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're trying to say.
No, I...
So what you do then is you put your hand inside the little, what are the wrinkly corners? What are they called? I don't know.
The corners.
Right? And then you fold the little, like, stretchy, elastic-y part inside.
I feel like this
And then you can fold them normally. Sort of.
I think... Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, this is apparently an art that I don't understand.
Yeah, you just roll them up? That's bad.
No, I don't just roll them up.
You just said you did.
No, it...
So you lied to everybody?
No.
Huh.
You need to cut it out. Oh, my God.
You know what happens with liars?
They don't win the Price is Right.
That's right. Because they lie about the price, and it's not right. It's wrong.
But I'm not...
It's wrong.
I'm not guessing any prices. I'm just folding a sheet.
So wrong.
That
so very wrong.
The sheet is really difficult to fold. It's not my fault. That it's fitted.
I don't know why we do that.
Ugh, just give it up.
There should just be a little box in the corner of the linen closet that says fitted sheets, and you just throw them in there however you want.
You can do that.
Well, I guess you
can. You can own that box.
I know.
It's called cardboard and a piece of paper.
Yeah, but it's also called I'm married, and so I don't get to do bachelor things anymore.
So, oh, you know what?
Those are bachelor things.
It's very true. Actually, I just organized my linen closet not too long ago.
Huh?
And, of course, the husband, Kelly, got stuck folding sheets with me because I wanted them to look nice.
Oh.
And so I was like, no, we still have 10 more.
That's the worst.
Because we have so many.
Why do you have so many different sheets?
My mom just gave them to me.
You're like, this week I'm feeling like sleeping on yellow.
Or like rainbow. Because we have a wishbone thing sheet at somewhere. I don't know. I just don't like getting rid of them. I actually have to get rid of some of them because they have holes in them.
You should do that. That's my sock drawer, though. Every time I try and open it, it's always like jammed shut because it's so full. And then I burst it open. And it takes me 20 minutes to find a pair of socks because half of them have holes in them.
Just throw them away.
I can't. That would require me actually taking 5 minutes in my sock drawer to go through them and throw them away.
Right.
It's so much work. I don't have time.
Okay.
I don't have time for that.
You don't have time. Just wake up 5 minutes earlier.
Nope. I'm busy. I'm playing video games.
That 5 minutes that you're sitting on the couch thinking of what to do next.
Yeah.
That's what you should be doing.
Apparently, I already have to take 5 extra minutes every morning because I have to start flossing my teeth better.
Do you not floss that well?
I floss my teeth regularly.
I spent like 10 minutes flossing this morning.
Oh. Yeah, it hurts so much because I went to the dentist yesterday I did not floss for 10 minutes.
Your gums are sensitive?
I still flossed, yeah.
So you went to the dentist, that's right.
I did.
Yeah, how'd it go?
I did. It was interesting.
Yeah?
You know, first of all, I couldn't get into, you know, my dental hygienist... She's cool.
Mm-hmm.
She's a talker, which is good because I guess you kind of have to be a talker.
The dentist has to be the talker.
Right.
Not asking questions. Not like open it. You're like, yeah.
So we're talking, and somehow we got onto this deep existential
Oh, no.
Yeah. She, you know, she's a believer.
Yeah.
And her dude is Buddhist. And so she has a bunch of instruments in my mouth and says, but I mean, it's cool because, I mean, it's just like, you just got to be a good person, right?
Oh.
And I'm like, and my mind, I'm like, how do I respond to that?
Take all of these
right
tools.
That was awesome.
That's dumb.
Yeah, so that turned interesting. But then it's my favorite part. She's like, you're doing really well with your brushing. This is a great job. This is great. Your teeth look great. However, I'm worried about your gums. I think you really need to start flossing. Do you floss? Yes, I do floss. I floss every day. If I can't do it every day, though, to be completely honest, every other day works for me. Okay. Huh. Yeah, because I'm really worried about your gums because they're bleeding now. And I'm like, oh, that's weird because before you shoved a giant metal hook into my mouth, they totally weren't bleeding, and they were fine and didn't hurt like crazy. So I'm wondering if that's really a early sign of gingivitis or the fact that you are ripping my gums to shreds with a giant metal hook.
Have you ever, okay, not only the giant metal hook, but have you ever had the scans taken? They're like, okay, put this thing in your mouth, bite down.
Yeah.
And then it's like a big square piece of like the sharpest paper ever.
Yeah,
cardboard. And then they're like, I can't because I'm tasting, it feels like I'm eating pennies.
Technology has improved. They've updated it.
Really?
Yeah. I got this little rubbery thing with a wire attached to it that's now all one thing. So so you don't have to change anything out. But the gross part is you don't have to change anything out.
So you don't know who else is.
You don't know who else is totally rocked that. You're like, oh, yes. Yes. Okay, just bite down right here. Okay. Mmm. Why does this taste like strawberries? Yeah. It was awesome.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was awesome. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Mitch.
Yeah.
Those scans?
Yeah.
They're called x-rays.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Those are x-rays.
Yeah. What are the scans. Yeah, they're x-rays.
They put the big, really heavy
bulletproof vest. Why is it so heavy?
Well, because it's got to be lined with lead.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
Stever?
Is it
gone?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I never understood why. I just remember, I haven't been to the dentist in so long. Like,
you need to go!
I know.
Do you have insurance here?
Yes.
Then why are you wasting money every month and not going? My wife said the same thing yesterday when I got done. She was like, man, I can't remember the last time I went. I'm like, oh, that's cool, because I pay every check I get less money because I'm paying like for the family dental plan so that you can go. So go.
Okay. I need to go.
Because it's quote unquote free when you go because you have insurance, so right. It takes care of your visit.
Right, right. Except
every
for like the
6 months. There's no copay.
Oh, see, I don't know. I've never been.
You need to go to the dentist.
I've been paying for health insurance for like over a year now.
Do you have dental insurance as well?
Yes.
Because you have to have like, oh, I think that's included. But
it's included. The VSP is not. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I have all that.
Okay.
But I take care of that. I go to the eye doctor every year. I go to the dentist every 6 months. You need to do that.
Okay, yeah, I do.
You're paying for it.
It's just been, it's been about 7 years.
What you need to do is we're going to put a jar in the studio, and every time you get paid, you're going to put a $20 bill in that jar, okay? Every paycheck.
Someone's going to steal it every single week.
And then, at the end of the year, I'm going to take it home.
That's messed up. Why?
Because you obviously don't miss it since you're paying for your dental insurance and not using it.
The thing is, that's giving out an extra $20.
Yeah.
That's
so
not-
just go to the dentist. Except it's only going to be free for the check up. It's not going to be free for all the cavities you're going to have because you haven't
gone in
like 7 years.
I don't have any cavities. I've never had a cavity.
Uh-huh. That's because you've never been to the dentist. You're like, I've never had a cavity. I don't know. What's a cavity?
No, I've never had a cavity.
Okay.
And I don't.
Good.
And can't you feel them?
Kind of. I mean,
people are like, "Oh, I totally have a cavity." I'm like, "Really? Does it hurt?" They're like, "Yeah, it totally hurts. I have to go and get it." And then they do have a cavity.
That's weird.
I've never had a cavity, and
I had none.
Good
none
for you.
None cavities.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's because I go to the dentist every 6 months and I actually brush and floss every day.
Okay, as if I don't.
Well, you need to go to the dentist because you never know.
Okay, fine.
What if something's forming?
What could be forming? I brush my teeth.
Yeah, I don't know.
And floss and use mouthwash.
Dude, I was at said dentist yesterday, mm-hmm. right? And got done and left, and a dear friend of mine called, who shall remain nameless at this point. You know, what are you doing? I just got done with the dentist. Weird. I just got done with the dentist. And I'm like, oh, no way. How'd it go? Yeah, turns out I need a root canal.
Oh, gosh.
On the same tooth that I've already had a root canal.
Does that make sense?
I have no idea.
They should get a second opinion.
And I'm like, what? Yeah, I don't know. He started trying to explain it to me, and I was like, I don't even know what you just said. I just know I'm supposed to brush my teeth every day so those things don't happen to me. So I do.
Yeah.
So I do.
Here's the thing. They should get a second opinion.
Yeah. Well, you know.
That thing.
I still have to go in and, yeah. Looked at it and said, yeah, you're going to need surgery because my front teeth. By the way, if you're listening and you have your labret pierced or like front piercings, get rid of them.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
Uh-uh.
Dude. Are you kidding me?
Mine doesn't even touch my gums. It touches my teeth.
Neither did mine. And I had my stupid labret pierced because I'm like, I'm young, I'm cool, I'm going to keep this in forever. And now my gums are receding because I had metal in my mouth and I have to have surgery.
Okay, I have metal in my mouth even if I don't.
Have I told you what's going
to
happen?
Yes, you've explained it to me.
Okay, you have your stupid lip pierced and what's going to happen is...
My stupid lip pierced. You could just say you have a stupid piercing.
You have a stupid piercing on your lip. And it's going to start receding. And so what they have to do now, they were explaining it to me again. I was like, oh, this sounds fantastic. Sign me up. Can I do this twice? They're going to go under the roof of my mouth. And I'm going to have to make an incision. And then pull out a bunch of tissue. Up there. From the roof of my mouth. And graft that onto my gums.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait until that happens to me.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I was like, please sign me up. I only talk for a living.
Or maybe your gums suck.
Yeah.
And that's why they're receding and mine are awesome.
Actually, get ready, Talkie McTalkerson. Apparently, the more you talk, and being that we talk for a living, the more saliva your mouth produces, which I guess is normally good. However, it also leads to more buildup, which means more teeth decay if you don't go to the dentist.
Okay, I'll go to the dentist. Problem solved. Okay. I'll go.
Good. I'm happy for you. So happy for you.
Thank you. I'm happy that this song is playing.
Yes. I love this song.
It's a good one.
Josh Garrels is the dude. The song's called The Rabbit, The Bear. And we're Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Temper Trap, I Need Your Love, right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Tuesday to you.
It is Tuesday.
And it's one of the greatest days of the entire year.
Because...
I don't know.
It is Harry Potter's birthday.
Ooh.
Is it really?
It is. And J.K. Rowling's.
Harry Potter... Today's Harry Potter's birthday, is it?
It is, and that's the worst accent ever.
We have to do Harry Potter voice for the rest of the show now.
All right, just an accent.
Harry, hello, I'm Harry Potter.
It's not Harry, it's Harry.
No, it's Harry Potter.
Why are you screaming?
Because I guess that's how I do a British accent.
Harry Potter.
Isn't that how they talk?
No, it's Harry.
I'm going to send a letter with my owl.
Your owl?
Yes. Yes.
Happy birthday, Harry.
Happy birthday, Harry Potter.
Happy birthday, Harry.
Wait, today's like his birthday in the books? Or like today's
the books. It's Harry's birthday.
So so you just said happy birthday to an imaginary person.
And J.K. Rowling.
Wait, today's her birthday?
Yeah, they have the same birthday. Coincidence, okay?
Uh-huh. Totally coincidental.
She didn't write the books or anything.
She's so self-centered.
Oh, whatever. She's a kajillionaire.
Did you see her at the Olympics yet?
No, because it's not anywhere.
Chrissy saved it on our DVR so you guys can come over and watch it.
I'll be over there in about 10 minutes for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, except it's 5 hours long.
I just want to see JK.
No, you have to see everything. It's the opening ceremonies.
I don't want to.
If you're not going to watch the whole thing, you're not allowed to watch any of it.
Okay, fine.
Because it's all in context.
You
have to get the I actually didn't see the whole thing. I really didn't. Nowhere near the whole thing.
What you're saying doesn't make any sense. I'm just so happy that this music is playing.
Sorry, here.
No. Okay, thank you. So real. Brings back so many memories.
Except we got the instrumental version.
That's okay. What is the... Are there words?
Yeah.
What?
You haven't heard the worded version?
No, what do they say? I guess I'm not that big of a fan.
Watch. Hold on.
What do they talk about? Chocolate frogs and Dumbledore? Come on. What is this the part right here? Is this where you start singing?
I can't do
yes,
it.
Yes, you can.
I can't. There's no way. Okay. We're done with it.
No!
Yep.
No, I wasn't ready.
Oh, he inspires you.
I wasn't ready.
No? Does he? Yes?
Yeah?
No?
Well, right. Not specifically Harry. Oh, come on. This again.
The Olympics. They're going on right now. And speaking of inspiration,
yeah?
They're inspiring people to do crazy things.
Like?
According to the Daily Mail, a 34-year-old man from London was enjoying a holiday. That's a vacation.
Oh, okay.
At the beach when suddenly he was taken with Olympic fever.
Okay.
He bid his friends farewell.
Okay.
Explaining the only cure was to swim across the Atlantic Ocean to New York City and tell America, hello! I'm excited about the Olympics. His friends figured it was a joke and let him jump into the waves, assuming the swimmer would eventually turn around. But after 300 yards, no one could see him anymore.
Oh, God.
Sadly, the hopes and dreams were dashed to pieces when a helicopter dropped a diver into the ocean and reminded him that he still had 3,594.69 miles to go.
Oh, my God.
He persisted, citing his advanced aquatic skills, but eventually accepted the line from Rescue with Dignity and made his way back to the beach where his friends will make fun of him forever.
That was perfect.
Thank you.
That was pretty perfect.
Yeah, thank you. True story!
That is so crazy!
3,594.69 miles.
How many miles did he get?
None.
Oh, he didn't
none
get
miles.
One.
He got a whole none miles.
That's pretty far.
But yeah, 34-year-old dude from London, he was hanging out on the beach and said, I could do this. It's not that big a deal. You were talking yesterday about watching the Olympian people dude, all the athletes.
Yeah.
And thinking you could do that.
Yeah.
Well, this guy apparently was watching the swimmers.
Yeah, apparently.
And was like, psh.
But he didn't realize that there's, like, sharks. And
maybe he did. Maybe he thought he would fight him off to triathlon.
Mm-mm.
The swim shark fight. No way. Fencing's going on right now?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dude. That totally inspires me to watch Lord of the Rings.
Right? Okay, I was just thinking about that. Because I was looking up, okay, my favorite character, and just in the movies, I actually haven't read the book. So I guess my favorite character is Pippin.
Okay.
I love Pippin.
Yeah.
Even though he's a fool of a Took. I love Pippin. And I was looking up information like, how's Pippin doing these days? Billy Boyd.
Like the actor?
The actor. He fences.
Oh, no way.
It's so cool. He's like got like some crazy, you know how like there's like black belts for karate?
Yeah.
He's got some crazy status for fencing.
Huh.
I was pretty excited.
So he builds fences for people.
No, like the Olympic sport, he fences.
Right, and it's like, oh, right then, we've got to build the white picket today. And they build fences.
Yes.
Truth.
Yes, that is what happens.
It's called fencing.
Fencing.
It's obviously very popular.
Yeah, it made it into the Olympics.
Yeah, not in our neighborhood, though, because we all have, like, the brick fences.
Yeah.
So it's not really
it's a fence. It's just a brick wall.
Yeah, we have brick walls.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I love Lord of the Rings.
Yes. As do I, my friend. As do I.
I've been watching the extended version.
Sam, it's so cold in here, Sam. I'm pretty good at that.
You're pretty.
Thank you.
You're okay.
Thank you.
You're okay at it.
I am.
You know?
I am.
I've heard my husband does an amazing Gollum.
Really?
An amazing Gollum.
Yeah. He came here on Sunday night for Shock Therapy Live,
yeah.
Our quote-unquote serious show, and was doing Michael Caine... And Bane.
Yeah. Alfred and Bane.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? That's what he does.
That is what he does. Mm-hmm. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah. He's also got pretty much every pastor down.
Him and Jesse. Because Jesse will do walking. It's is that like the pastor thing here? You have to be able to do random voices
in order to even get
in order
hired.
To do counseling.
Yeah, in order to do counseling.
Like, wow, this is a really serious counseling session.
This reminds
session.
Me of that time.
How should I lighten the mood? I know. I'll do Bane.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if you miss Shock Therapy Live, mystaticradio.com/Shock Therapy Live.
There you go.
We podcast it each and every single week. And yeah.
This last week, I'm on it.
Yeah, you are. Which is probably why the podcast isn't up yet.
Oh my gosh.
I had a dentist appointment.
Fail.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Well, there's going to be construction.
Everywhere.
Pretty much everywhere. But here, let me give you a few spots where they're going to be. Closed due to road construction, Edith at Alameda, as well as construction work San Antonio at Wyoming. And look, there's more construction work. Yale between Sunport and Gibson. That's your look at traffic.
Why are you on your tippy toes?
Because I got nervous.
Watch, you can do this. You can actually bring the mic down to you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're
but
welcome.
But now I'm on my tippy toes and you can't hear me.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And also wishing a very happy birthday to Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
And J.K. Rowling.
And J.K.
Who had a big part in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics this year.
Well, that's good. I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen... Oh, right.
So...
Did I ruin it for you?
Practically. Now I don't even need to see it. Wesley Snipes' birthday today, too.
What?
Yeah.
Passenger 57?
Yeah.
Blade?
Blade. That's about it.
Yeah.
No one else that I really know.
Give me that.
Hold on. Yep. No one else I know. There you go.
You don't know who Dean Cain is?
No.
He was Superman from Lois and Clark.
Okay, cool.
Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks. You don't know who Mark Cuban is?
Why? Tell me, why would I know that?
I don't know. Dude, Michael Bane's birthday's today? Come on!
Who's Michael Bane?
He was in Aliens.
Oh, yeah, because you know I saw
Corporal
that.
Corporal Hicks?
You know that I saw that, right?
He was in Terminator?
No, I didn't see that.
He's John Connor's dad?
Oh, my gosh. Like, I didn't remember John Connor's dad.
What?
I wouldn't.
Kyle Reese?
Oh.
His name's Reese. Like Reese Roper, but cooler. Yeah, I said that,
that's
Reese.
Messed up.
I love you, Reese.
Hey.
Hey, Stever.
He was, he starred in the Billy Graham movie, The Ride.
There you go.
Never saw that.
Oh, sinner.
Right?
He was in The Rock.
Okay.
He was in Tombstone?
I never saw Tombstone. I knew it was about to happen. I knew.
What?
There goes the music. Music's gone. Stever knows I haven't seen this movie.
It's the greatest Western of all time.
No, Stever begs differ. He does not think Tombstone.
He was the antagonist.
That's kind of why I said that.
He doesn't. Oh, okay.
Johnny Ringo.
Oh, okay.
Greatest Western of all time.
Here we
greatest go. Western of all time.
Ever, probably.
Right, Stever?
No.
No. No?
No.
My wife's over.
I'm going to have to go with Unforgiven.
Ooh. Okay.
I've never seen it.
That's with the, are you talking to me, kid?
Batman.
Yeah, Batman. Batman's in that one. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I thought so.
And I just realized where Christian Bale got his inspiration for the crappy Bat voice.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Ware. He's 29 years old today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting back to birthdays.
Okay.
DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus.
Dallas Cowboys.
Woo!
The not greatest team
they have
of all time.
A show where their cheerleaders are on there or something.
Yeah, no. This is just, this is a dude.
This is just the guy.
Just
DeMarcus.
Eric Lively? Come on.
Who's that?
He's on the Disney Channel. So weird.
I never watched that.
Me either. I don't
cool.
know.
So. See? So no one else we know.
Alan Autry?
It's a cool name.
Mayor of Fresno.
It's a cool name.
No.
All these people, happy birthday. But mostly we're concerned about Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling.
No, dude. Wesley Snipes.
Blade guy. Yeah, Wesley Snipes.
Michael Bane.
Michael Bean.
Johnny Ringo. Cool. Kyle Reese. Corporal Hicks. Wow, he's been in some outstanding movies. I love that guy.
You know a lot of his characters.
I do. Apparently, I'm a fan.
Apparently.
And I could probably get him in my next movie since he was in the Billy Graham movie.
See, there you go.
So.
I'm just going to go with JK and Harry Potter. Happy birthday, Harry.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday, Harry.
And if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you, too.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good one.
That was good.
Thank you. Thank you. So, it is Tuesday, New Music Tuesday, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Billiam, our music director. I'm quite excited. I hear today is a locals rule kind of day.
That's what I hear as well.
We got a lot of local submissions. If you're a local artist and you would like to get airplay on Static Radio, it's very easy. MyStaticRadio.com. Get there. There's a locals rule section, and you can submit your stuff, and chances are we're going to play it. In fact, even if it's awful, we're going to play it because it makes good radio.
And it scares me.
Yeah.
I always get scared when it doesn't sound good because our listeners can be, they're pretty brutal.
Yeah, but whose fault is that? Is it the listener's fault or is it the person's fault who sent it in and if it's not very good?
It's not either. It's the internet's fault because everyone gets really brave behind a keyboard.
There's this weird conundrum, though, of like, hey, I did this for Jesus, therefore, even if it's terrible, it has to be good.
Right.
And you can't tell me it's bad because I did it for Jesus.
We are not that station.
Well, here's the question, though, is that acceptable?
No.
No?
Psalm 33.
What if that's their best?
Says to play skillfully. If that's your best, maybe it's not your calling.
Ah. You're mean.
Whatever.
You're an awful person. I thought I was pretty good at the accordion. But
I've never heard you play the accordion.
Oh, dude, I'm outstanding. Yep.
Okay, well, we'll head up to Beenix's office because he totally has an accordion.
Oh, he does? Busted. Never mind.
Yeah, okay, see?
I assume there would never be a time where I would actually have to play the accordion.
When Beenix's office was here, did you never see him, like, rocking the accordion? He'd, like, walk around the office, like, with his accordion.
You know, I never thought, you're right. That's awful.
It's so funny.
It's weird.
He's really good at it, too.
He's really good at, like, everything, which
like
drives me crazy.
Like, 20 instruments.
So, he'll be, oh, yeah! I was watching that last night, too. The single-person kayaking, rowing of doom through the fake rapids.
That's asking for
gosh,
the
it's
fake
so
rapids?
Awesome. Yeah,
what
dude.
Do they do?
I don't know. They engineer it somehow and make it cool. I'm telling you, the Olympics are going on right now, and it's pretty amazing.
It's taking up your life.
It kind of is.
I'm pretty sure there's something in the Ten Commandments about idolatry, and all you're doing is looking up to this.
I can quit anytime I want to.
Right?
I could totally. Ooh, beach volleyball! Beach volleyball!
Volleyball's on now?
See, I'm telling you, it's the greatest!
Oh my gosh.
It's the best, dude, the Olympics.
You were just talking about fencing
the
and
Olympics
how
are on.
Actually embarrassing fencing is.
The Olympics are taking over.
Yeah.
For the next 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks? Are you kidding me? I thought this was over like this weekend.
It's the Olympics, bro.
Right.
There's so much to be done yet still to be done.
Maybe if
still
they would have done.
Yet. To done. Be done. Yet to be done.
If they wouldn't
still.
Have.
Still to be done
okay.
yet.
Okay.
To be done.
Good job.
Yeah.
That made sense.
To be still done yet done.
If they would have had a smaller ceremony, opening ceremony, I'm sure the Olympics would be done by now.
No, it would not. Do you understand how much swimming they have to do?
Yeah, get it over with.
Dude, there's so much. I've decided, though, I honestly do think I prefer the Winter Games.
Really?
Yeah, snowboarding,
why?
Skiing.
Being a hater on the summer.
Crazy, awesome biathlon with shooting rifles and skiing. I don't know. This one's cool too, but last night, for some reason, I was stuck staring at the people do the weird horsey thingy. Where they're on the what is
that
called? That? Where they've got there's the bar and they do this.
Oh yeah, it's the horse. Yeah, it's called the horse.
Okay, yeah,
it's
yeah.
called the horse. Gymnastics.
See?
You watch gymnastics?
I did. My wife made me watch gymnastics, and I felt really
it's not
bad.
A walkie thingy.
Because in one of the American dudes did the vaulting thing, and he's running, and he totally like missed, didn't get enough air, and just fell and sat down, and it was like
that was
the entire
end.
Place gasped, and poor he started crying.
Did he?
He was sad. It was really sad.
Did he really?
He really did. I'm like, dude, you're on international TV. Stop crying.
Think about it like
you're
this.
You're grown up wearing spandex. Stop crying. Stop crying, grown-up in spandex.
It's so messed up. Think about it like this. They worked for probably the past 4 years to get where they are.
Yeah.
All of that to be discredited.
Fell on his butt.
Fall on his butt. And I would have...
so bad for him. I was like, you did better than I would do. Because he still
not encouraging
crazy,
at all.
He still did the jumpy, twisty, flippy, turny, spinny thingy. And he almost landed it, but he just fell on his butt. Yeah.
I am so sorry.
And the
for
judges.
Him.
Here's what needs to happen. They need to invent an Olympic channel where you get the sound effects and none of the commentators. They are the worst.
What are they doing?
Well,
they
only just have constantly.
One, they only have 2 weeks. Of out of
job,
the, 2 weeks of a job every
awful.
4 years.
It's terrible. You're gonna go crazy watching the opening ceremonies when you finally get to it because they always talk over the best parts. And now you see you two actually performing. And this song, yeah, this song they did back in. Stop talking! I just want to hear the music. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Oh my
god. That's what I pretty much do the entire time when I'm watching the Olympics. So. Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. If there's something you want to hear, the phone lines are open.
Yeah.
Or, of course, 505-338-3700.
Yeah.
Because I just said that. Okay.
Yeah.
We got to take a quick break.
Okay.
It's just before 7. Coming right back, we got music from Dead Poetic, as well as a culture shock right around the corner.
There you go.
Dave and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. I would say I'm a fan.
They're great.
That would be brand new music from Future of Forestry, a song called Cherits. And speaking of New Music Tuesday kicks off this morning in the 8 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm. Lots of local stuff I hear.
Pretty excited about that.
Me too.
Billiam, our music director, are going to be joining us here in less than an hour to premiere a bunch of new stuff, local stuff, and you get to vote on it. Tell us whether it's awesome or it sucks.
There you go.
Basically.
And we will heed your advice.
For the most part.
Yeah.
For the most part.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say that some people have not heeded our advice in making a movie.
Yeah. Right?
Okay,
we were talking about your favorite character from Lord of the Rings.
Pippin. I love Pippin.
He has absolutely nothing to do with this film,
he's
minus
related.
The fact that he's a hobbit.
Yeah, and he's related.
Kind of.
He's related to Bilbo.
Is he?
Yeah, they're cousins.
Oh. Whatever.
Gosh.
According to the movies.
Or no, I think that's his uncle.
Bilbo is not his uncle. Well, his nephew is Frodo.
Oh, yeah, his nephew is Frodo. So wait, aren't...
No!
Bilbo and...
They're just friends.
Are you sure?
Oh.
Are Pippin and...
Okay, hold on, real quick. Show of hands. Who actually read the books? Raise your hand. Oh, that's me.
Okay, tell me about Smeagol and Deagle. What are they?
Smeagol, Deagle, and Jason Segel. And they're three brothers. One of them left the Shire and went on to successfully make a new Muppet film. And
so Smeagol and Deagle are brothers?
See, here's what sucks. You saw the movies, and you saw all that added fun stuff?
No. I looked this up because I wanted to know. Smeagol and Deagle are not brothers. They are friends.
Right.
No, you just said they're all brothers.
Oh, my gosh. We're talking about The Hobbit.
I know. But
we're
I'm
not talking about the stupid stuff that Peter Jackson did in the movie.
No, it's not in the movie. It's in the book. They're friends.
Yeah, I know they're friends in the book. In the movie, he's fishing with his brother or whatever.
No, it's his friend. It's Deagle.
Ugh.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
You know what? Speaking of movies and what Peter Jackson does, the rumors are true. The Hobbit, which, by the way, if you're keeping track, is one book.
One shorter book.
Yeah. Peter Jackson on Facebook revealed yesterday that he's decided to split The Hobbit into three parts.
No, wrong.
Yeah.
Ah.
He says it's only at the end of a shoot that you finally get the chance to sit down and have a look at the film you've made. Recently, Fran, Phil, and I did just this when we watched the first time in an early cut of the first movie and a large chunk of the second film. We're really pleased with the way the story is coming together, in particular the strength of the characters and the cast who have brought them to life, all of which gave rise to a simple question. Do we take this chance to tell more of the tale? And the answer from our perspective as filmmakers and as fans was an unreserved yes. We know how much of the story of Bilbo Baggins, the wizard Gandalf, the dwarves of Erebor, the rise of the necromancer and the battle of Dol Guldar will remain untold if we do not take this chance. The richness of the story of The Hobbit, as well as some of the related material in the appendixes of Lord of the Rings, allow us to tell the full story of the adventures of Bilbo Baggins and the part he played in the sometimes dangerous but all the times exciting history of Middle-earth. So without further ado, and on behalf of New Line Cinema, Warner Brothers Pictures, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Wingnut Films, and the entire cast and crew, I'd like to announce that two shall become three.
Oh my gosh. I'm wondering where they're going to split it up. Like, where they're going to make this into divisions.
The first Hobbit film, The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey, hits the theaters December 14th, 2012. So we're getting closer, and I am very excited
for
The Hobbit.
Me too. Okay, so here's the thing. Even though it's split up into three movies, I'm going to go see them all.
Yeah.
So that's the hard part.
Yeah, of course. Well, and that's the thing is, everyone's probably going to see them all, and they're going to make a gajillion dollars.
A gajillion more dollars that they just made a gajillion dollars, remember? Off of The Lord of the Rings.
It's frustrating, dude. As a fan, The Hobbit is my favorite book.
Mm-hmm.
When my wife and I got married, we'll celebrate 10 years this year. So when we got married a decade ago, she had never read it. And so I immediately took it upon myself for her to know the story.
Yeah.
And read that book to her every night. Seriously. Until it was over. We started with our boys going through The Hobbit, and they were like pseudo interested, kind of whatever. And then we showed them the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and now they're like, oh, dude, no, we got to read The Hobbit. I want to know what happened with the other Baggins guy.
The other Baggins guy.
Yeah, Frodo's uncle guy. His name's Bilbo. He's important too, you guys. Okay.
He was the original.
Yeah. So now they're interested, so we're going to go back through it again. I love The Hobbit.
Me too.
Probably as much as you love, say, Harry Potter, because today's Harry's birthday and you're like overjoyed and excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
I love The Hobbit.
Yeah.
They turned Harry Potter, the final book, into two movies.
And it was terrible.
And that, in my opinion, kind of made it junk.
Yeah. I don't mind that they condensed every other book.
Right.
Into one movie.
So why couldn't you just do that with this one?
Because the seventh book wasn't even the longest.
Yeah.
So who cares?
Dude, so you're going to have a trilogy for Lord of the Rings, which was three books, and a trilogy for The Hobbit, which was one book. So
how long is it going to take for him to meet the dwarves?
Well, that happens in the first one.
I know.
I mean, that's instantaneously.
I know, but
it's
seriously.
Kind of immediately.
I feel like there's going to
be... Oh, like 40 minutes into the movie, you're like, bro.
There they are.
It's time to go.
Yeah.
we got to hit this journey.
You better leave.
But at least you're going to get to hear the entire tale, hopefully. They will actually include everything.
Yeah.
So that's the hope, because Return of the King was still like a 7-hour movie. And they didn't go through everything, which kind of frustrates me, because they talk about wanting to include everything because things weren't told. They didn't tell the tale of Sam going back to the Shire and it being overtaken, and Sam having to battle for the Shire. I'm telling you, the end of Return of the King is awesome.
You're blowing so many people's minds right now. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Shire was overtaken?
Shire was overtaken?
But...
And Sam had to save the day?
It's kind of like... this.
But let's be honest, by the end of Return of the King... you were like, dude, just go.
I was done.
Frodo.
I enjoyed the whole movie.
You said goodbye 7 times.
That's right. I was like,
seven.
I was like, okay, cool. Now I can go to the bathroom. Oh, nope. There's something else happening. Okay. Like sitting on the edge of my seat, like, are you kidding me?
Okay, say bye now. Okay, bye. Okay, get on the boat. Go, go, I have to pee. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Yeah. It's funny because it's true.
So true, and it hurt.
So we don't know what they're going to do or how this is going to work out, but Peter Jackson has officially announced The Hobbit is now broken into three films, the first one hitting December 14th, 2012. There and Back Again arrives December 13th, 2013. And there's no news as to when part three will be shot, but they're guessing it'll hit December 2014.
I feel like they're already done.
Yeah. So there it is.
There you
Hobbit go. Fans, Lord of the Rings fans. Three films.
Go.
What do you think? 505-338-4444. 3700. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah. You go. There's construction, the usual construction, San Antonio and Wyoming, as well as there's closed road due to the construction, Edith Alameda, and construction work, Yale, between Sunport and Gibson. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And calling those dudes. Whoa. It's kind of loud.
Just a little.
And, yeah. Solomon's is skinny.
Hey!
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good, how are you guys?
You know, can't complain.
Doing good.
Well, good.
Actually, kind of complaining because we just found out The Hobbit is broken up into 3 films.
What?
Yeah.
That's a lot of movies for one book.
So you didn't know this.
You didn't know.
Yeah, but that means more movies. That means more enjoyment and time.
Ah, see? Okay, you take the positive attitude.
Okay.
I took the negative attitude that it's going to cost me $47 to see The Hobbit now.
Oh, come on. It'll be money well worth spent. You know.
Okay.
It's The Hobbit.
It'll be good.
It is quite possibly the greatest work of fiction of all time.
I'm stoked for it.
Quite possibly, I mean, it is.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, it's right up there with, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Stop. No.
Brilliant works of fiction, I might add.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about him.
You guys getting some drinks today?
Absolutely. Can I get an iced Americano?
Okay.
Can I get a Stever? Which is burrito grilled.
Do you guys have the, what is that one, that
carne?
Yeah, carne. Do you got any Matt Carney?
Yeah, you want 2 carnes?
Do you want a carne? Something in the air tonight. Trying to something rising bright. It's about your turn.
So Matt Carney.
Matt Carney.
Oh my gosh.
Matt Carney out of Ada. do you want a carne? Mitch!
No, I just wanted a regular.
You just want a regular. But what's a regular?
Whatever.
Carne's not regular?
Bacon. Sure.
So I guess one bacon and one carne.
Michelle, did you want any chili?
Green, please.
Ah.
All right.
Hmm.
It's a deal.
Thanks.
That'll do.
All right, y'all. We'll see you later.
All right, Kenny.
Bye.
Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus.
Why do you sound frustrated over that?
Phone number 505-338-30... No, that's
3669.
Ours. 3669. That's it. Too many 338 numbers to memorize.
505-338-3669.
That phone number again, 505-338-3669. Yep.
It's over. Are you okay right now?
So go there.
Do you need coffee?
Or something. Yeah, I do. I'm excited. This Thursday, I get to see one of my bestest friends in the universe.
That's in 2 days.
Yeah. House of Heroes rolling through town, actually.
Yeah, and you got your friend from Waverly.
My friend from Waverly. Yeah, House of Heroes on tour with Reliant K. And Matt Lott from Waverly.
Matt from Waverly.
One of our favorite people here.
Playing bass for House of Heroes.
He's playing bass for House of Heroes. I'm excited!
It's going to be good stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm sure they'll be in studio hanging.
I hope so.
Yeah. So, speaking of House of Heroes, their brand newest of newest. The song's called Touch This Light. It's Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
What are you doing?
I'm dancing!
Like an Irish, little leprechaun, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Tuesday, Mitch.
It's Tuesday.
Do you know what that means?
That means it's New Music Tuesday.
No.
That means it's... What? What does that mean?
That's your one guess? You didn't see what I was doing just now?
Fighting?
Irish. The Fighting Irish.
Is that what Tuesday is for them every...
I have no idea, actually.
You're just making stuff up.
I am.
Gosh.
I'm in a fantastic mood today.
That's good.
I've got my Sopo. Rocking my Americano.
How's your Sopo tasting?
Huh? Tasting good.
Good.
Which, by the way, if anybody's been curious where Matthew's been, don't worry. He's left me voicemails on my answering machine.
I didn't know this.
At the station. I believe he's in California right now.
Oh, okay, good.
Hey,
I was worried.
Steve-O. Hey, this is Matthew from Albuquerque. Hey, man. Yeah, I regularly call into your show. Yeah.
I'm not sure
I'm
going
to be out of town for the next week, so I won't be able to call the morning show, but I promise I will call you guys as soon as I get back in town.
He won't let us down either. He'll keep calling.
He won't. Oh, he'll call.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Hey, we were talking about The Hobbit, and I figured since we're talking movies, let's just keep this movie theme going.
Okay.
You still have yet to see The Avengers.
Right.
It kind of makes me sad.
Yeah.
Kind of shocks me.
But here's the thing. So many people have talked this movie up that I'm pretty sure I'm not going to like it that
You're going to love it.
I don't know.
It's about heroes.
Or the Foo Fighters, one or the other.
Well, no. If the Foo Fighters were in it, it would be even better.
Okay, I'd see if the
Foo Fighters. But they're not. They're not.
Is it in dollar theaters yet?
No, your stupid bow and arrow movie is, though.
You can go see it now.
I can go see it for a buck now.
Okay, well, I'll wait until The Avengers is in dollar
No, theater. Because it's an experience. It's larger than life and grandiose.
Okay.
It's like my wife. She waited for Blu-ray to see Avatar. Because she was like, I'll see it when you buy it. Because you're going to buy it inevitably. And I bought it, and she was like, why didn't I see it at the theater? Oh, I bet you that would have been awesome.
It would have been.
And it was.
I saw it 3D.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Avengers is in 3D.
Big movies like that, you got to experience.
Okay, well, maybe I'll see it for the surround sound.
Which is possibly why this news frightens and confuses me.
Okay.
The Avengers obviously has been quite successful in the box office. And,
There's construction in San Antonio, Wyoming, as well as construction on Edith and Alameda. Road is closed, and construction work Manal at 2nd. That's your look at traffic.
What about all this stuff?
Oh, wait. No, hold on. I forgot. There's more stuff. That's not your look at traffic. There's a stalled vehicle creating a...
roadblock?
A delay.
A hazard.
A
movie.
A delay. It's the vehicle is creating a huge delay. A delay.
Ah.
I don't know what that says. There's also...
gaping delay.
That's what it looks like, gaping delay. There's also left lane is closed, northbound I-25 at, dang it, San Mateo.
Ha-ha. You're a good reader.
And then southbound I-25 at San Antonio. That's your look at traffic.
So much more confused.
You did it.
Stalled vehicle causing a delay, northbound 25 at San Mateo. Left lane closure, southbound I-25 at San Antonio, and that's your look at traffic. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And we were talking about superheroes and the awesomeness that is them.
Sort of.
We were actually talking about the Avengers, which has nothing to do with Superman. I just wanted to play this music. However, according to Disney, they're going to be making a television show based around the Avengers, possibly, at least the Avengers universe. And so, the big question is, what movie would you like to see made into a TV show? We got some comments.
Facebook.com/myaesthetic radio. Michaela says Taken, and that scares me.
Well, that'd be cool, because then Liam Neeson could just go after a bunch of dudes.
It was stressful enough in like the 2 hours watching him try and get his daughter back.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was awesome, but not for an entire season. Oh, yeah, his daughter's still missing in sex trafficking. Cool.
Well, it could be other people, maybe... after he got his daughter out, you need a
season of 24. That's just one day.
Yeah.
That stresses me out less.
Or you could be like a dude who he saw that, so now it's like he's made his life mission to like end it. And so.
Here's what it could be. Okay, so it could be him trying to get his daughter back, but then it could be other people.
He already got his daughter back.
No, this is the movie. Reenact, like, this is the movie made into a show, so it's going to take a little bit longer, but we could get other people's perspective.
Okay.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Okay. So Taken would be cool. Nate says Troll Hunter. It's Norwegian and awesome. Thank you, Instant Netflix.
No, not thank you. When I was in Nashville, I was staying at Steven's house. Me and Steven and his wife, we all sat down and we're like, what do we want to watch? And they had Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like going through, and they were like, this looks interesting. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a really high score.
Yeah.
All right, let's watch this. It's called Troll Hunter. They hunt trolls.
That's it?
Dude, but I'm not talking like, Oh, it's the worst. It is so the worst. We didn't even finish it.
Really?
Couldn't do it.
Oh, my God.
We got to, like, the halfway point where there was this giant 17-foot troll that was eating the tires of some car or something.
And you're like, oh, I'm only halfway through.
But it's, like, serious.
Yeah.
It's filmed all, like, documentary style.
Oh, okay. No, thank you.
It's filmed all, like, Blair Witch Project. Yeah. And it's like, ooh.
Something's happening.
There's trolls in them hills. And we're big old trolls and all. And so it's like the Labyrinth meets the Blair Witch Project.
There's trolls in them hills.
It was weird.
It's awesome.
Sorry, Nate. It was awful. But I could see how that would be a television show because at least it'd be shorter.
Yeah.
So we fell asleep.
In spurts. Really?
Oh, dude. We were so bored.
You all fell asleep.
Everybody keeps telling us we have to finish it because the ending is so worth it. But it was awful.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was awful.
That sounds awful.
We Mystery Science
Theater. It sounds awful.
That thing. So the whole time, we just kept talking and making fun of it. It was so bad. It was so bad.
That's so funny. I love
it. And
that.
You had to read.
What?
It's Norwegian.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, just picture this movie where it's supposed to be a, like, horror movie, like a scary, like, ooh, trolls.
Yeah.
And they're all like, snarfin, darfin, narfin, narfin. Oh, snarfin, darfin. You know, so they're all, like, scared and running, and they're, like, yelling and cussing in Norwegian.
Oh, my
except God. You're just giggling the whole time because they're like, they talk funny. That's funny. That's funny right there. They say some funny words like that there. It's terrible.
But you were talking like that because you were in Tennessee.
It's terrible.
That is so funny. Corey says, Royal Tenenbaums?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would that be cool? I don't think so.
No.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, Disney has decided, hey, they haven't made enough money on the Avengers, so how about we turn the Marvel Universe into a television series, which just sounds like a great idea. I'm excited for that. So
yeah.
What TV show or what movie would you like to see made into a TV show? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
TJ's got it.
Huh.
Anchorman.
Yeah, wasn't that called Saturday Night Live for like 7 years?
Yeah,
when Will Ferrell
this
was
just this. Well, yeah, this one's called Anchorman, and Will Ferrell is still there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, you know they're making a second one.
Do I?
Yeah.
I know.
Just the announcement of it was
made,
hilarious.
Like, people cry out of joy.
Yeah.
So funny. Tim says, Batman Beyond.
Movie. Opposite turning a TV
yeah,
show into a
into
movie.
Into a movie.
Yeah, I know Yo would lose his mind.
Which one is that one?
Batman Beyond?
Yeah, which, just tell
it's
me
the
what.
The kid, and he's like all black, like he doesn't have a face mask thing.
Oh, okay.
It's like all black, and he's got the big red bat symbol. Oh,
okay.
And he's like a kid, a teenager.
Yeah.
And Bruce Wayne's really old and training this kid to be
okay.
Batman Beyond.
Yeah, I remember.
I was about to spoil things,
so you
but
can't
I'm not
do that.
Going to. Okay.
Mandy says, one of the M. Night movies, maybe he would expound on something for once and it would actually make sense.
One of my all-time favorite movies is Unbreakable.
I love Unbreakable.
One of the greatest movies ever made.
Samuel.
And that was actually written as a trilogy.
Really?
That never got completed.
Oh, come
because
on,
then
M.
after
Night.
That, all of his other movies sucked. And so the studios were like,
For some reason, I loved Lady in the Water.
No. I loved him too. But I'm saying like at the box office. So
they sucked.
Because of that, even Unbreakable, it didn't do well. So they're like, well, let's back shelf this. And
is he just like ahead of the times? Or is he
I
not?
Know,
is
either.
He not? Telling everybody about this, right?
A lot of people hated The Village. A lot of people hated
it.
A lot of,
it.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a good love story. It was definitely, the ending was like, saw that one from 12
well,
miles
obviously
away.
We saw that, but I also felt really sad that I had no reason to be afraid. Because
yeah.
I was terrified. Oh, wait.
Really? You were terrified?
I was terrified.
Oh,
I'm like,
boo.
What is over there?
Unbreakable would be an amazing television series. Because seriously, that was like the beginning of what would have been an amazing trilogy. Samuel L. Jackson and Bruce Willis both have said they would love to finish that trilogy.
That is
so I'm
cool.
like, please.
You can. You still can.
Please. Well, apparently, actually, M. Night used part of the villain that he was going to use for the second Unbreakable in his Avatar movie. The idea, the concept. And so because of that,
I just
he would
saw,
have to rewrite
I just
that.
Saw that 2 days ago.
I don't remember that. It was a terrible Nickelodeon film.
Yeah, but at least I knew what was going on.
Thebes is on the right track.
Kroll?
Yeah!
I've never seen it.
What?
I've
with
never...
With the flying ninja star of doom and the cyclops and all the craziness.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awesome.
When was
At
this?
Least when I was 6 years old.
Okay.
Awesome.
There we go. I think I wasn't really, even born.
Really young Liam Neeson is in that. So,
really?
Yeah. From Aww. Taken to Krull. Let's just make all Liam Neeson movies into a television series.
That'd be good.
Because he's rad.
Yeah, why
he's
not?
He's great.
Oh, no. Katrina's starting it with you.
Yeah.
She says courageous.
Absolutely. That'd be a great one. Be a cop drama where they'd be like, oh, no, we need to go investigate. Like, dude, who are these people? This acting is terrible. No, there's a stop thief.
Stop it.
I'm telling you, man. Fantastic cop drama.
On TBN?
Courageous. The television series. I love my daughter. She's amazing. Stop, criminal. I'll get you.
Why are you moving like a robot?
Because have you seen the movie?
No.
The acting's fantastic.
Oh, that's what I figured when I saw it. On.
That's for you, Katrina. That's for you.
He acted that out for you. Yeah, TJ, we totally talked about that before the Avengers.
Yeah, yeah.
Hobbit trilogy.
Hobbit trilogy.
That's where we kind of, it's this idea kind of spawned. We went from Hobbit to
Welcome to Tuesday.
Avengers.
Yeah. Static.
Yo, what's going on?
What?
I really think they should make a courageous movie. That movie just touched my heart.
Oh, the show?
They should make it a TV show?
Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. No, but excuse my voice. Seriously, the movie Gridiron Gang was awesome. Maybe they could do something like that into a TV show.
There you go.
Did you ever see that movie?
I didn't see it. Gridiron Gang.
I didn't, but I think we own it, and I've never seen it. Yeah, I think we own it.
That's a great movie, and yeah, it has The Rock in it, but that was a great movie.
The Rock's in it?
The Rock?
That's got to be the only movie I haven't seen with The Rock.
Yeah, seriously. Rock. Great, great movie. Go check it out.
Dude, he was great as the zebra in Madagascar.
All right, later.
All right, man, later. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got to take a break.
Okay.
What?
I was
going to say,
Chris Rock, back to The Fifth Element.
Ooh, that would be an outstanding television series.
That would
series.
Be amazing.
Mostly because I love sci-fi.
I just love that movie.
Well, you know, George Lucas has talked about this for years of doing a Star Wars television series set in the same universe.
I feel like that would make me understand it a little bit more.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, you want to do this update real quick?
Yeah.
And then we got to take a quick break because Billiam's coming up here momentarily for New Music Tuesday.
Yeah. There's an accident southbound I-25 past Jefferson as well and Alameda and Louisiana. So those
steer
two areas,
those areas
congested. Steer clear.
That sucks.
And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Got to take a quick break. Right around the corner, we're going to hear from Thrice and Billiam. Our music director.
Doing his thing.
Yeah, bringing us all the new music for New Music Tuesday. So get your criticisms ready.
Criticism cap.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Thrice come all you weary. Right here on Static Radio. Good morning, 8:05 now, which means it's time for one of the greatest things in the universe.
Go for it.
I was going to hit that.
Yeah, why don't you...
Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
That's right.
That's what time it is.
And that's going to be everyone's reaction after they hear what we have to hear today.
It is New Music Tuesday, one of my favorite times of the week.
I don't know what Will's talking about. He's probably not alluding to anything, right?
It is our chance to hear brand new music from new artists and vote on it and help them. Help them grow as artists. Help them realize their dreams, their potential, or the fact that they should stay in school.
Stay in school, kids.
So
we're going to prune your branches.
So what do we got today?
Well, last week we talked and hadn't done some local stuff in a while.
We haven't.
So I figured I should probably turn over some rocks and see what there is out there.
We get a lot of local submissions. In fact, you can submit your stuff to mystaticradio.com. There's a locals rule tab. Get your MP3s in.
Very easy. Okay.
No, no. I can just tell by the look on your face. It's going to be a good one.
These are all the locals I've had submitted to me. I'm not just picking or choosing.
Okay.
So this is everything.
Every single one.
The first one, they're called Lala D.
Oh.
Lala D.
How do you spell that?
Lala.
L-A-L-A.
D-E-E. And then D-E-E. This was given to me by Matic, David from the alumni.
Oh, word.
He's bros with this band.
Okay.
And helped him record this, I believe.
Well, there it is.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Matic from the alumni dropped it by.
A little bit more on the rhythmic side.
And the rhythm's going to get you.
Oh, yes. Look out for that rhythm.
All right, you ready to do this?
I think so.
Okay, Lala D is the artist. It's New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And William.
Hey.
Or Billiam, you know. Or you
Willis.
Know, Willis or...
Just,
we have way too many names.
Play the song.
Okay, okay, playing the song. Lala D. Eve and me right here on Static Radio. It is New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it.
Well.
And you can tell us. What do we got?
Katrina says, dig it. The singer. Oh, it's her cousin. So, of course, it's awesome.
Oh, it's her cousin.
Well, that means you're biased. It means we can't. It's like, you can't do that. I guess no.
You can.
You can, technically.
Well, you can.
It's not against the rules. But
it's not going to count.
Nate says, no, Barry.
Okay.
TJ says, it's not awful. Play it from time to time, maybe. Just not when I'm listening. Tanya says, love it. Love, love, love it. Jesse says, interesting. Sounds like it could be music behind a commercial? Commercial for a shooter game. So big. And Thebe says, I don't like the female vocals normally. Love this.
There it is. All right.
Cool.
Yeah, it's got a different sound. Paul in Houston says, neutral statement of the day, Lala D sounds like Portishead.
I don't know where that
I think Portishead is absolutely brilliant, so I'm like,
That's difficult.
No, Paul! Normally, I love his comments. I don't love that comment.
We got some more.
Just because it goes against what you think?
Yeah, I guess.
Alex says, dig it. Nice sound and style. Smooth and soulful.
Okay.
Nelvin says, dig it. They have potential. Jason says, it's actually got a cool trip-hop vibe.
Okay.
So dig.
Is that a genre? Trip-hop?
I don't know. I've never heard of it, but I said it.
I feel like I should know.
You should. Yeah. You should. Marlinda says, love it. Chris says, is that you, Spice Girls?
That sounded nothing like the Spice Girls.
Unless it's like Sporty Spice, because she kind of had like a...
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
JD says, I feel like it would fit into the 1920s mobster movie or something. Not too bad. See? I dig it.
All right.
Sheena digs it. Eric says, nice change up. Like.
All right.
Cool.
People are digging on it. Yeah. All right, Lala D, local stuff here on yes. Static Radio. All right. You started with something that was, like, pretty decent.
Who are you?
My bad.
Because now, like, I was nervous.
Now we're about to get hit by a bus, literally.
Oh, I get it.
Here's the question, though. Here's the question.
Huh.
Is it better because we're like, oh, it's local, so... And then we have, like, really low expectations, and then we're like, oh, this is decent, so then we like it?
No, because if I'm
is
saying...
Is there something to that?
If I'm saying, it's not as bad as I expected, that's not good.
No, yeah. That's not yeah. good.
All right.
And then if all the listeners are saying it's great, it's probably just because everyone in Albuquerque knows each other somehow.
Yeah, seriously.
It wasn't bad. No. It had a cool vibe to it.
It was.
That's for sure.
The only thing is the whole like genre of the song. Is it Static Radio?
Is it Static?
Because that's also something that we have to take in consideration when we do this. Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
No. You could say it was good instead of just saying, oh.
It wasn't bad.
You weren't,
no,
sad,
it was.
You weren't that bad.
It was.
Oh, Tweety, you'll be better next time.
No, it was good. So, different vibe. You're right. Totally different sound.
Mm.
But I don't know. Because that's what I, you know me, I'm not like super, but that was kind of, it didn't remind
whatever,
me.
You're
it
always bumping the bass, like Steve-O.
Yeah,
you're
true.
Such a hip-hop
it
fan.
It reminded me more of like, I get what Paul's saying with Portishead, kind of that vibe or like a Massive Attack type, or you know what I mean? So it did have a different, it didn't have a hip hop vibe to me.
No,
you know what I mean?
Breathy.
So, anyways, yeah. All right, keeping it going. Another local artist hit by a bus.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, these are...
Convert to grayscale. It would have been cooler if it was Grayskull, which is, you know, Castle Grayskull, He-Man, the Masters of the Universe, but,
yeah,
you know.
Funny.
Yeah, well, if everyone was nerds, then everyone else would understand that.
Yep. All right, Hit by a Bus is the band?
These dudes, old Albuquerque band.
Okay.
Like, I've seen them.
Like, I remember when I first started playing music at the age of 13 and 14, playing shows, I was running into this band. Out there.
Mm-hmm. So
out there on the streets.
4 or 5 years ago.
Stop it.
We've got some history. Whatever. I'm a little older than that.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. Local artists Hit by a Bus. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam. There you go. All right. Static.
I am blind.
Still a minute left to song.
Yeah, but I recognize this.
Well, yeah, it's in Interview with the Vampire. It's when Lestat is brooding on the piano.
It's also on the Earthworm Jim 2 video game.
Yeah!
The level where you're
I know that
a blind like newt or something.
Yes.
Hit by a Bus, local artist to Static Radio. What do you think? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Hello, Static.
I like knowing I will never have to hear that again.
That is awesome.
Wow. And they hung up.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's
all right.
So funny.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That was Hit by a Bus.
Or Hit by a Train. Or
yeah.
Car.
Yeah. Hit by something.
Hit by something.
Puma.
Yeah. So.
Jesse says, what is this magical trickery you play? Dig, I guess. Because I think you're being tricked. Jason says, I like it. It's really good. Cool. Mandy says, Barlow Girl meets Eliza Veda?
No clue.
Not original enough for her. So she says, Barry. TG says, keep it around. Spencer, Barry.
It's like 50-50.
Yeah, Katrina says dig, so.
Static.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know I was on.
Oh, that's cool.
I just wanted to put in my vote for the first song you played.
The first song or this? So this was the second one. So the first song?
Yes, I liked the first one.
You liked the first one.
Yes.
What about Hit by a Bus?
Not so much. Not my taste.
Not your cup of tea?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call.
Who sang the first one again?
La La D.
Yeah.
La La D. Okay.
Except all one word, La La D.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
There you go. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is New Music Tuesday. Keeping it going with the locals.
Ah, yes.
What do we got next?
Go ahead.
Our very own homegrown Calvary Raised submission.
Oh, okay.
From Sam and Nate.
Oh, sweet. Awesome. These guys have been around for many a moons, even though they're like 16 years old.
No, one of them's totally graduated high school now.
Okay, 19. I just feel like they're 16 because they really have been around for a while.
And they're just so cute and,
man.
What's the name of the song?
Fell in Love with Love.
The song is called Fell in Love with Love?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. You're in love with love?
Apparently.
Like, I love love?
Yeah. Do you love love
like I love love?
The idea
I love love with you.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I don't know. Hugs, I guess.
Just play the song.
Yeah, okay, good. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think, Dig or Barry, and know your vote does not count if you're related to them. Sam and Nate, New Music Tuesday. Static Radio.
Woo!
Three FM and Static Radio. Good morning, 7-8.
fell in love with love. Get your comments on at facebook.com/bystaticradio. Tim says, did I just go clubbing? I think you did, Tim. All right. That's how you have to talk to play music like that.
It's true.
Can I just say that?
It's so true. And you did a great job. Maybe we should change our format.
You know, we should.
Yeah, program director. Let's have a meeting later.
We'll talk about that. We'll all have to talk like that. We'll have to say things like that. Hey, Static, good morning.
Dude, I totally thought I was watching the Disney Channel with my 10-year-old daughter.
But you know what? There's nothing wrong with that because they're going to make a gajillion dollars.
For real.
Off like 12-year-old girls who watch the Disney Channel. So
wait a minute here. Is this Static Radio?
Yep.
Later.
All right, later. Oh, man.
We all saw how the band One Direction succeeded, even if it was
for two weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. They are billionaires now.
That would be Sam and Nate right there. New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it. You can get your comments on at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I choose, instead of dig or bury, to raise the roof.
Oh, man. And you knew every word to the song.
Not every
word.
You
were, like, singing along the whole time.
I only know the chorus.
Mitch, like, started flipping the lights on and off. I pulled out my glow sticks. I mean, we got a rave on, yo. It was amazing.
Yo.
I felt like I was clubbing.
Yeah, I
we be clubbing. Yeah. What do we got?
I actually can't even say this because I can't do justice. So Jason says, to quote Garth from Wayne's World.
Turn it off, man. Turn it off. It's sucking my will to live. Yeah. That's pretty much right there.
Yeah. He said, actually, it's well assembled. Just not something I find pleasing at all. So Barry.
And I think that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
We definitely all danced in here.
Caitlin
says, dig, it's totally a 90s boy band about Jesus.
Yay!
But was it? I didn't
know. That was plus one. They were the first.
True. Taylor says, no, thank you. Though I like that it sounds different than anything on this station.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that's the thing. True. It's not necessarily awful. It's just not static.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I can totally see that on the Disney Channel.
Oh, dude, yeah, the production and it's great.
It's pretty great. Yeah. So at least they've got that going for them.
Brian says, did I just walk into Hollister? Is LFO doing a reunion tour?
Yeah.
Which is sad because I think the main singer from LFO died.
Oh.
So
too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon, Brian.
Too soon. Benny says, put it on the hype, but yeah, it's still a dig.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nelvin says, where's Nicki Minaj going to interrupt? This was all made for Air One.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesse, make it stop.
We did.
Okay, cool. There's just a lot. Like, you know, it pretty much they've all agreed, very well assembled, not static.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Great production. Quality's there for, like, the Disney Channel, something like that.
JD kind of puts, he says, it's really well produced. My 6-year-old niece and my 50-something mother-in-law would love it, but please, oh, please, bury that thing so deep it makes over Japan's air. It takes over Japan's airwaves.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's New Music Tuesday. And
yes.
We're going to keep going.
Well.
Do you have anything else for us? It's like,
I figure we made it through the half an hour point, so we can switch to
other stuff,
non-local bands now.
Okay.
Wait, you have that too?
I do.
I just figured it would all be local bands today.
Okay. I mean,
well, it could be if you guys want.
You know,
we could take a vote.
No, it's okay.
Keep the locals going.
You want to keep locals going? Take a vote. Ready? All in favor of keeping locals going? Raise your hand. Okay, cool. So moving on. Glad we did that.
Next.
Yeah. Yeah. What you got?
For real next.
For real.
For real next.
Yo. Okay. Well, the big news today is Anchor Braille's album.
Yes, dude.
So we can listen to a song from that.
Yeah.
Which one did you choose?
You guys are down. I chose Find Me.
Ooh. Brand new song from Anchor and Braille. I got to say, I'm excited because I haven't heard this one yet.
I've heard every single one of them.
There's a music video for this song.
Nice.
Online that I watched.
Yeah. Okay.
And Steven's got like a nice big red Irishman beard in it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, he's growing like a gnarly beard.
I'm so jealous.
He's actually going to be on the show next Monday for Cover to Cover. We want to do the record in its entirety, so I talked to him yesterday, and yeah, he'll be on to talk about the record next week.
Ooh.
Yeah. But it's out.
Mm.
It's made its debut.
Yes.
Brand new Anchor and Braille.
They're touring right now.
Yes, they are. I'm excited.
I'm sure they are, too.
I'm hoping he gets back here soon.
Mm-hmm.
He better.
You two pretty much fell in love with love and each other last time.
Oh,
I'm sure he'll be back.
Yeah. Oh, you two. Yeah. I was like, me?
No.
Okay.
Me and Steven.
Okay, you and Steven. Yeah, you guys will fall.
So here it is, brand new music from Anchor and Braille. The song is called Find Me. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Little departure from what we've been listening to this morning thus far, but
just take a breather.
You know. There you go. All right. Anchor and Braille, song called Find Me. It's Steve O. Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam.
Hey.
Static Radio. Brand new music from Anchor and Braille, song called Find Me.
I didn't want that to be over.
Record released today, actually. For New Music Tuesday, tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I have no say because I'm absolutely completely biased.
You're biased.
So, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's okay because we have Facebook comments.
There you go.
Taylor says, this has the right vibe for the station. I like it.
Nice.
Nate says, I feel like my soul is at peace for at least the next week. Dig. Nelvin says, dig. Jason says, do you even have to ask? You could just play this 24/7 and win.
Yeah, and next Monday, cover to cover, 9 a.m., we will be playing the brand new record in its entirety. Steven will be joining us for that. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Aw, Thebes. He says he doesn't sound like a girl all the way through. So dig.
Get your comments in, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. All the new music. I like Jeff's.
Jeff, hooray! Dig.
Yeah.
Dig this.
Good stuff. Now, the question, though, is, after all that we've heard this morning, does that in turn make stuff we hear
better
or not?
I don't know.
We did kind of go from Sam and
Nate.
Here's
the problem.
To
I totally already own this record and listened to it twice.
How is that a problem? How is the record?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah?
It's super chill. It's not really a whole lot of... There's a few songs that are more upbeat than the others, but it's not... It's very
more
Anchor and Braille.
More upbeat than the last Anchor and Braille? I already feel like those are more upbeat because there's like a beat.
Yeah.
there is a beat.
Yeah, it's definitely different, but nice. I can tell what they were doing.
Yeah, so Micah Talks and Stephen Christian, and they are called Anchor and Braille, and two of my favorite people/artists in the world. So
love.
Yeah.
Yeah, if bands could win awards for just
awesomeness,
awesome members,
yeah,
they would win that one.
Yeah, they really would.
JD says, amazing. Can we do this cover to cover for the rest of the day?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
I wish we could. But we have more music to get to?
Yes, we do. A couple more tracks.
All right.
Actually, new band to Static.
Okay.
Called His Legacy.
They're called His Legacy?
Yes. Don't judge by the name.
Too late! I feel like that's part of it, man. You've got to have... Yeah. I don't know.
What would you rename His Legacy to make it better?
I don't know. I think, unfortunately, because of the church here, Legacy, that's all I think of.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I didn't think of that at all.
Sorry.
I just pictured, like, super cheesy, like, pictured Bible for kids.
Right.
Kind of like...
His Legacy. This week's VBS.
The sun coming over like this grassy knoll.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. A bunch of sheep on the
ground. We can't judge it according to the name.
No, you can judge it according to how it sounds, though.
There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The band is His Legacy. Dig it or bury it. Let us know what you think. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam.
Hey.
Static Radio. Music from a new artist to Static Radio. They're called His Legacy, and I totally prejudged that band name, and I am a tool face.
Told you not to.
Yeah. That was absolutely amazing. What just happened?
I don't know.
I was totally expecting something not awesome with, like, the lamb on the cover and, like, this lion head and, like, weird, like, what is happening? Static.
Oh, hey, it's Niles.
Sup, Niles?
I know I'm like a mega hardcore fan, but
yeah.
I really liked that song.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Nicely done. Where are you that it is so loud?
Yeah.
What's so loud?
Sounds like he's in a cafeteria.
There's people in the background, they're like, woo, yeah! Oh, they're passing out the meds.
Some friends over.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So. Party, 8:43 a.m.
So not in an insane asylum. That's cool. That's cool. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet. Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thebe says, how many side projects does Steve and Christian have?
We said that at first. It does. Yeah. It did kind of, to me, like, sounded more like Toby Morell from Emory, though. So,
which is funny. We looked up some information on them, and their big influences are Amberlin and Emory.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, which totally works for me if you are good at it. Yeah. So.
Yes.
Yeah. But Nate disagrees. He says there can be only one Amberlin.
What is this, Highlander?
I don't know.
But
I guess.
Yeah.
Melvin says Stephen Christian has another band again.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Jason agrees with Thebes. It's kind of generic. He says, meh. Jesse says, yay, Static Radio's back. I thought my iPod messed up a few songs ago. Really like this track.
No, that was just the local submissions.
No, it's just, yeah, that's exactly. So I like JD's comment.
Can't say I will recall this song in 5 minutes.
No, not TJ.
Oh, you said JD. Oh, yeah. There's too many
initial names.
Yeah, TJ. That was TJ. JD says, dig it. In a way, it kind of reminds me of Story of the Year. Huh.
I love that band.
Well, I've seen Story of the Year and Amberlin in the same band before.
That's very, very true, actually. Hilarious. So, there it is. Any more? Is that it?
There is one more from the Classic Rhyme, if you want.
Ooh, what? Yeah! I'm done with that. Oh, you ended it so well. The Classic Crime has a new record coming out, right?
Yeah, yes. So.
New record?
In August.
Oh, this makes me happy.
I believe it's August 14th. This new song is called Glass Houses.
Okay.
They just released it.
Brand new music for New Music Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please. Dude, I like this. You started off, it was interesting. It went in crazy directions.
It wasn't bad, it was
and
just
then
interesting.
His legacy, some brand new Anchor and Braille, and some brand new music from the Classic Rhyme. Way to go.
Thanks.
You did not fail us.
That's good.
I like that.
I tried. I tried really hard, so hard that like 4:30 p.m. rolled around yesterday. I was like, oh man, I should get some new music for the morning. No. Not really.
So here it is, brand new music from the Classic Crime on New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it. And yeah, get your thoughts in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam.
Booyah.
Static Radio. It is New Music Tuesday, and quite an amazing way to end it. The Classic Crime from their brand new record, Phoenix.
Dude, anytime there's like a vocal chorus like that,
yeah.
I feel like I can do anything.
It's true.
It's like,
you
yeah.
can do all things through vocal choruses that strengthen you.
Like, I want to go out and compete all the Olympic events to
so
that
like,
vocal chorus.
You're like
chorus.
The guy in England. Yesterday, who was watching the Olympics, he's out there.
Oh, he decided to go for a swim?
Decided, I can do things through the Olympics. But unfortunately, that's not how the scripture goes. And so the dude jumped into the river, I should say the ocean, and decided he was going to swim across the Atlantic to New York City.
Over 3,000 miles.
Actually, yeah, 3,594.69 miles, to be precise. He made it about 300 yards, and people freaked out because they couldn't see him anymore, and a helicopter had to go get him.
No big deal.
You know.
No big deal.
Yeah. Static.
Nothing.
Or you can hang up on us. Whatever. We don't care.
I like how the Coast Guard just watched him swim out past all the buoys, and like, okay, well, we can't see him anymore. I guess we should go get him.
Yeah. We should probably call the helicopter or something. The heli.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know what they call it over there.
I don't know.
New Music Tuesday from the Classic Crime. What do you think? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Bill says another 3-4 time yawn.
What?
Yeah. That's what he said. Thebe says, yep. Corey says, love him in Vocal Few. Love this even more.
Yeah.
Taylor says, I love Classic Crime. This song reminds me of when I fell in love the first time. Oh. Not the previous song that we were playing?
No, when you fell in love with love. Yeah. Static.
Loved it. I turned it up so I could hear it throughout the house.
Yes. Nice. Right on. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Brand new Classic Crime.
Chris says, dig. Jesse says, nothing like throwing a rock in a glass In a house? Okay. Yeah, in a glass house. Yeah. It's good one. Dig.
A rock in a glass house. That sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, I was like, what?
You remind me of me yesterday at the dentist because I had to take that like weird swig of like the whatever that stuff is that they give you at the end.
Mouthwash?
Nah, it's more powerful than mouthwash. I couldn't feel my tongue for like an hour.
No, that's not
good.
It was
awful.
That's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that your wife's cooking?
Oh!
He's going to fight you now.
Actually, she was away, so I had to fend for myself yesterday and make my own food.
So you had ramen for dinner.
It was interesting. Hey, I made burritos with cilantro and sour cream.
Cool.
I did.
And back on to this subject.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Jason says, always awesome. Yeah. Gabby says, dig it for sure, TJ. Not to pull a play out of the Sam and Nate playbook, but I fell in love with this.
I see what you did there.
I get it.
Yeah.
Nathaniel says, dig, 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 dig. Gang vocal killed it.
Yeah, agree. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
I love True. That. Yeah.
Nelvin says, well, it's been a good NMT. Nothing that was ear-bleedingly bad. Dig this song, BT Dubs.
Nothing? Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about the new music this morning, and I guess that's it.
There you go.
For New Music Tuesday.
Yep.
We're done. Great way to end it.
You are welcome.
I'm pretty sure we'll hear from at least the anchor in Braille, his legacy, and Classic Crime again soon.
At least.
It appears so. Yeah.
It appears so. And from Sam and Nate, if you watch the Miley Cyrus show.
Is that the show Miley called? Cyrus show? Yeah, Hannah Montana.
It's called Miley Cyrus Show on Saturday Night Live. That's all I know. So, yeah.
I don't.
Local trivia for you there.
I don't think that's the
first person that ever played Miley Cyrus's dad on the Miley Cyrus show on Saturday Night Live.
Who?
Anyone? Anyone?
Who could be
local? But not local. But not
local. But not
local at all. Oh. But local. Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
I can't remember his name.
Bryan Cranston. Oh. Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. When he hosted, he played Miley Cyrus's
that's
dad.
Really funny.
On that really one funny. Episode. Yeah. I'm a nerd.
Local but not local.
I love
not.
Brian. He's
I love mullets.
So, you know, actually in talks to get that guy in the studio, just so you know.
Talk. Bryan Cranston or Hannah's dad?
Miley, but I mean Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
I would love to have Billy Ray Cyrus.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Don't tell my heart.
I would just brush his hair while he talks on the radio.
Does he still have crazy hair?
I hope so.
I haven't seen that guy since I was like seven.
I think the only dyed and everything.
I want to see him.
His hair?
Wow. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's just before 9 o'clock, which means coming back, Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship, and a doozy today.
Mm-hmm.
We always like to hit him up with like the craziness, and it becomes an amazing discussion.
Interesting.
So we have like three topics this morning.
I know. So, see how it goes.
It's more bombarding than hitting up.
Come on. We got to play paper, rock, scissors over which one?
Paper, rock, scissors?
Yeah. Or, okay.
Rock,
so
paper,
like
scissors.
I'll be one topic, you be the other, and whoever wins, that's what we'll throw at him. Because we've got some crazy stuff on the Bible. We got crazy stuff on marriage. We got crazy stuff on bullying and your looks.
Yeah.
We got some crazy stuff this morning.
I don't know. We'll have to figure it out.
I don't either. So, yeah.
Rochambeau.
Tell us what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We've got three insane topics to hit Pastor Scott Tom upside the head with. We could talk about divorce / bankruptcy, which is crazy, right?
Yeah.
We could talk about the Bible / 50 Shades of Grey.
Ugh.
Yeah, in the news right now. Or the third one, we could talk about bullying and, oh, wait for it, plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah, no.
And how those two go together. And sadly, lately, they do go together. So let us know what you think. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got to take a quick break. More with Steve-O and Mitch on the way back, and Billiam's got to go.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm just going to watch you through the window.
Okay, sweet. That's not creepy at all. All right, sweet. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam.
Hey.
Static Radio.
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Steve-O and Mitch, hanging with you. 9:07 now, which means very special guest in studio, Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship. What up?
Ding.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
I am the Lost Dragon.
What is... Oh, Sean Connery. Where did that come from?
Good.
I don't know. It was just hit me.
Because yeah.
I'm old and I'm a dragon. I feel like I'm a dinosaur.
Oh, because you're a dragon. Get it?
I'm dragging this morning.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh. Static.
Hey, I will. I've got something for that dragon. I'm fixing to bring y'all some breakfast.
Oh, what?
What?
So you guys like burritos, right?
I like whatever.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll be there in about 30 minutes with a variety. How many people are there? That's what I need to know.
Well, dear.
Well, in studio currently, because, you know, our music director's in the next room and just heard you say that, and so he just raised his hand. And our operations manager is to our right, and then Celeste is in her production. There's like nine of us.
No, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Right. I'll
come up. All right.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, I don't even know. Glad I answered that one.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. This morning we have a couple topics to choose from for Pastor Scott Tom. We always have you in studio and we always hit you with craziness.
Yes, you do.
We do. This morning you
tent your fingers there like you've got some evil plot.
We have three stories to choose from.
That's what I like about Purell in hospitals.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have those things on the wall now. You can put it on your hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it seems like everybody's walking around hatching an evil plan.
Yeah, we kind of are always when you come in. So, yeah, check it out. The stories are this. The Bible versus 50 Shades of Grey. Divorce/bankruptcy. And I promise it'll make sense. Or bullying and plastic surgery. All three of those stories, sadly, this morning go hand in hand. And so we want to know what you want to talk about. You can get your vote in at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do we got so far? What's winning?
Okay.
Where should we begin?
Well, let's see. I'd say let's start with Bible versus
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Have you read this?
Yeah.
You have?
Well, not the book. No. Oh. Hold on. Whoa.
That's what I was asking.
No.
I said, have you read this?
The article. I read the article.
You read the article. okay.
About the Bible versus 50 Shades of Grey.
Do you know about 50 Shades of Grey?
That's actually an article that I did read. So
really?
I am.
This is good then. You are prepared for this.
Because
I have no clue what 50 Shades of Grey are other than Twilight people. Loud? Quiet?
No. I'm
50-50? In one ear, out the other? That's weird. We're going to have to get you better headphones.
I'm losing, so I hear only part of the conversation. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. We're going to get him better headphones.
Okay.
That means somebody in the other room. Headphones? Anyone?
Anyone?
Hello? Headphones? Headphones?
Billion?
Billion? Anyone?
Can you hear?
Anyone? Nobody can hear us?
He turned us off.
Okay, fine. Fine. Mitch, will you get us headphones?
Yeah, of course. No problem.
Okay, cool. Yeah, those are awesome. Again, non-com radio.
Non-com.
And you can donate.
Donate.
Lend your support at mystaticradio.com. Huge donate button. These things are like $150 a pair. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Like $150 or $200, I can't remember.
Wow.
For a pair of headphones. Are you kidding me? But yeah, these we kind of have to have. They're important to the show. Or if somebody has a pair of Sony... Dynamic Stereo MDR 7506 is lying around.
Is that better?
Awesome. I can hear now.
There we go. Well, in the news recently, this book, 50 Shades of Grey, it's kind of all over. People are freaking out on it. It's like the adult Twilight. I don't know.
It's
I don't think anything close to the adult Twilight.
Okay.
It's
pretty bad.
R-rated. It's X-rated.
It's X-rated. I read the article. It's basically about a girl... being seduced by by an older man and being brought into sadomasochism.
Is that why it's called 50 Shades of Grey? Because he's got gray hair and it's like all the different shades of his head?
No, because 50 Shades of Grey is, they have a tie on the cover of this thing that has all kinds of shades of gray. But it's like, now we're going to get into the gray areas of a physical relationship.
Ah.
And so, you know, like master-slave... type of relationship.
Dang, dude. So this is pretty gnarly.
It's a gnarly book.
So people might be interested to know that hotels, starting with one British hoteler, believes that people are more interested in reading 50 Shades of Grey than the Bible. And so what did they do? Well, they decided to remove all of the Gideon Bibles from his hotel's 40 rooms and replace them with this book, which has been dubbed, quote, mommy porn, I guess, is actually... according to this article anyways. He made the switch earlier this month at the Damson Den Hotel in the Lake District of England. But uh, he just quote, believes tonight millions of women will be curling up in bed with a good book, and you can bet your life it won't be the Bible. More likely than not, it'll be 50 Shades of Grey. I haven't read the book yet. I'm not in the target audience, but I'm told it's a ripping good yarn, and everyone who's in the target audience loves it, and it made me wonder about the sense of providing a book, the Gideon Bible, which no one reads and many dislikes, in the bedside cabinet of our hotel bedrooms, instead of a book which everyone wants to read, such as 50 Shades of Grey. He goes on to say, in the secular age, it seems distinctly odd that anyone would expect to find a religious book in a hotel bedroom. And so they're doing away with them. They've done away with the Bibles entirely, and they've replaced it with 50 Shades of Grey. And he says, no, it's not a gimmick. It's for real. This is truth. This is what we believe and what we care about. And of course, it immediately got mixed reviews from people. Reverend Michael Woodcock told the newspaper, it's a great shame that Bibles have been removed from rooms and very inappropriate to have been replaced by an explicit erotic novel. The Bible remains a source of comfort and inspiration that many people do find helpful. So here it is, Pastor. We've come to a point where more people are interested in reading 50 Shades of Grey than their Bible. And so this hotel at least started out by replacing it. Apparently, this hotel's known because it was featured on a British reality show called The Hotel. Mm. And so popular hotel already in London. And so, yeah, replacing all of the Bibles, pulled them and popped in 50 Shades of Grey. Now, what do we do with this? I mean,
I think Mitch had some input.
Yeah, well, I just want to note, like, what was the original reason for having the Bible in the hotel in the beginning? If it was, is that what people wanted to read or was most interested in, since that's the reason 50 Shades of Grey is replacing it?
Yeah, good question. I don't know.
Yeah, well, the Gideon Society actually was developed by two businessmen who traveled all the time,
right,
and wanted some accountability and other things, and be able to have their hands on a Bible. And interesting enough, when they started to share their, they would meet and begin to share. And if the other partner wasn't there, a guy who was traveling, their paths didn't cross, they would try to meet up with other businessmen. And it wasn't always easy to you know, take a Bible around and do other things. So they began to put them voluntarily, and they still do, pay for them and put them in hotel rooms. And there's been countless stories of individuals who are suicidal and other things that have gone in, you know, grabbed the Bible, received hope or received Christ, and their lives and their souls have been saved.
Right.
And so this is something that is uplifting, something that is, you know, productive, something that's good for society. And then to take it out and replace it with basically pornography.
Right.
It's basically pornography.
Yeah, and I want to touch on that because I know people who are stoked on it. I see, you know, thankfully I'm not on Facebook, but we have friends who post, you know, whether it's Instagram or whatever, rocking this book right now. And I'm like, really? Because I've never heard anything positive about it. Can we talk about this, what this book is, so that people that are possibly curious about reading it can not be, so they have an understanding?
Well, basically, that Archbishop described it, you know, it's
mommy porn.
It's mommy porn. And I haven't read it, but I've read reviews of it. And I read reviews from the authors, because when I saw this article, I said, okay, let's be fair. And went to Amazon.com and those places where you get the reviews, you get to read the actual, you know, publisher, what they put into it. And, you know, their words are basically that, you know, this older gentleman basically brings this younger woman into a sexual relationship, but in a very sadomasochistic type of situation.
Okay.
With, you're talking about, you know, tying people up and being subservient and dominant and, you know, forcing people into uncomfortable positions or situations. This woman, humiliation, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So which to take out, you know, scripture and put in pornography. Where have we gone?
Right. I mean, the owner of the hotel, by the way, 505 508-338-3700 is the phone number if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. That's 505-338-3700. The head of the hotel says, in this secular age, it seems distinctly odd that anyone would expect to find a religious book in a hotel bedroom. And he wanted to put something in there that he felt would better, you know, that his patrons would better enjoy. And so, yeah, so he removed all of the Bibles from his hotel and replaced it with 50 Shades of Grey. Man, 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
I didn't really know what this book was about. I knew I knew, like, kind of, I knew that it was mommy porn, classified as that.
Right.
But what weirds me out is that like, feminists aren't rising up against this, because, at least not that I've heard of, because you're saying it's, like, sadomasochistic. It's obviously the girl is getting hurt in some way, but, like, isn't that weird? Do you know where I'm going with
no,
this?
No, I hear what you're saying. Like, why hasn't somebody risen up and said, hey, bro?
Yeah, you can't do that to women.
I think the hotel guy got it pseudo right when he said, in the secular age that we live in, we sadly are, you know.
Yeah.
America itself, are we really... Can we really say we are a Christian nation anymore? Mm. Honestly, you know?
Honestly.
505-338-3700. Hello, Static Radio.
Hi. Hi, Steve-O. Hey, Mitch.
Hey.
So, I'm wondering if we could ask the owner, like, Christians in London, what happened to those Bibles? Like, can we take those Gideon Bibles? Can we, I mean, if you're going to discard them or, you know, not have them in the hotel, can we use them? Can we take them and distribute them, you know, to people who do want them, or who people, you know, people who need them, maybe? I mean, what happened to the Bibles? That's what I want to know. Like, I'm kind of curious.
Actually, in the article, he does state that he's not banishing the Bible altogether. He has kept a few copies behind the reception desk in case someone asks for the Bible.
Wow.
So if people go in and they ask for the Bible specifically, he will hand a copy over from the back of the reception area. But yeah, in every room, 50 Shades of Grey is now the normal bedside reading.
Wow, yeah. That's disgustingly interesting.
Yeah, so nice little commentary, at least where, because this isn't in America, this is in England,
yes,
but, right. You know, where the London Games are taking place currently right now. Oh. Yay, Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, right on, thanks for your thoughts.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. What are your thoughts? A hotel is replacing the Bible with 50 Shades of Grey. And like I said, I know people who read it. And this is one for me, you know, normally, you know, when Harry Potter came out, it was a big deal and everybody was, this is evil and we got to rise up against it. So I decided to pick up a copy because I was curious and said, thank you for being my discernment. I'm going to check it out myself. However, I'm thinking.
And so you punished yourself?
Right. It's okay. You got two fans.
I'm going to get all these emails and stuff.
Yeah. But this is something where, I mean, perfect. We're talking about an erotic novel here. This is something entirely different.
You don't need to discernment.
And beyond that, it deals with the humiliation of women.
Right.
Yeah.
It deals with putting women down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that goes beyond normalcy, you know, beyond what's there. And, you know, the real problem here is that you're taking something that is now going to cause people to be defrauded sexually.
Yeah.
It's going to invade their minds. It's going to put images in their minds. It's going to raise their, you know, raise them to a place where a godly desire that can't be met in a godly way.
Right.
Well, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, in 1 Thessalonians 4, it says this, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion just like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one defaults or defrauds or transgresses and wrongs his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things, as we are told beforehand and solemnly warned you. What this is Paul is writing in here in Thessalonians, and he's saying, when you defraud another person, and he's talking about sexual sanctification, so you're raising their sexual awareness, you're raising their their lust, you're tearing down their self-control,
right.
You're defrauding them.
Yeah.
And God says, I'm the avenger of such.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a throwback to the Old Testament, because if you murdered somebody or you raped somebody, you took sexually what wasn't yours, you would have an avenger in your house. So literally, you could go send an avenger after that person after they held their court.
And we're not talking like Captain America or Thor. This is a really serious avenger.
So you'd go kill them. They would have to run to a city of refuge, and in that place, then they would hold court. And if there wasn't enough evidence against you, you could stay in that city and not have your life taken.
Right.
But here's the thing. It's saying, God is saying, if you do this to my people,
right,
I am the avenger.
Yeah.
And it's not Captain America.
God hits a lot harder.
Oh, God hits you for, and you never wake up in eternity.
Yeah, yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Hello, welcome to Static Radio.
Hey.
Hi.
So just speaking about rampancy of sexual immorality in secular culture, I couldn't help but remember that a couple days ago I was just watching TV here in America, and it wasn't really that late at night, and it wasn't really like any kind of channel that would suggest this, but it was on several different channels, but it was a commercial that had blatant innuendos throughout it, and it was a commercial for a porn website.
Wow.
Yeah, and like it was one of those moments where afterwards I was kind of like, what did I just watch?
Yeah, what just came on the television? Yeah,
and they're playing it. It's just it just shows about like secular culture and the rampancy of sexual immorality, and I mean it's even present here in America. So I wish I could say I'm more surprised, but I'm really not.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
As human beings, we're all pretty influential. Like, look at what happened with what was supposedly bath salts with some dude who he ate some guy's face off, but it turns out he wasn't on bath salts, but for some reason everyone else started going out there doing
bath and Beyond had to come out and say, hey man, these aren't the bath salts you're looking for.
Yeah.
Seriously, it was unbelievable. They had to issue an official statement
on it. That was just a slang for it isn't
it was
the
like
Epsom salts that you throw in the bath.
What's crazy, you know, we are taking comments, by the way, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tina on our Facebook says, you know, I don't agree with the Bible being replaced with 50 Shades of Grey, but the book really isn't as bad as it seems.
But
now, that's an interesting commentary, but it's kind of scary. So where are we at? You know, I have friends who are fans of the show True Blood. And they're like, dude, you gotta watch it. It's the best show on television. It's amazing. And I'd never seen it. And it was like vampires. And I'm like, all right, I'll check it out. I got like 8 minutes into the first episode, and I had to turn it off, dude, because it's porn almost. You know what I mean? I mean, it's explicit. It was on HBO, so they can be quote-unquote explicit, but it was gnarly. And sadly, said quote-unquote friends, people have ran with that, and it's caused damage to relationships, irreparable damage to relationships. And so it is scary. The idea that it's not, you know, it's not as bad as it seems. Hey, it's
just
about
words.
This. I don't care if you're talking about Twilight. To me, anything like that is damaging. We talked about this at the Purity Conference that you held at Cross Christian Fellowship. We talked about these rom-coms, or I call them chick porn. These ideas, they give you this this false idea of what a relationship is. They set you up for failure. They tell you, know, you have these unrealistic expectations of what a relationship should be based upon something written by a crew of writers that isn't realistic in any way, shape, or form. And so I don't care if it's a stupid rom-com with like Matthew McConaughey and Kate Beckinsale, if it's giving you unrealistic expectations about what a relationship should be, it is as bad as it seems.
And what scares me is that this is so deceptive, because it seems like it's just words, right? It seems like it can't do that harm. But here's the thing. Here's what gets me. If something is, and I don't know if I can say this, if it's turning you on, if it's turning you on, and you are either, you know, not married, or the person and that's turning you on is not your husband.
Yeah.
It's not pure.
Right.
It's not okay.
There's something not.
And that's what that scripture is saying that I just read.
Yeah.
If you, that's the defrauding of another person, which means if you're raising their sexual excitement to a place that can't be taken care of in a godly manner, then you're defrauding somebody. You're ripping them off. And so, you know, this guy has the right to put, you know, or to take Bibles out of his, you know, hotel. He has that right. He doesn't have to have them there. I mean, it's a courtesy for people to have them there.
Right.
But I don't think people, you know, search the web on, you know, these trip, you know, places to try to find, you know, hotels that have Bibles in them. Right.
Right. Right.
But this is something that I know stumbles people left and right, because you get into places like Laughlin or, you know, Las Vegas, and you have these other catalogs in there,
right,
of all the escort women and everything like that. And how many men and women are stumbled by this?
Oh, dude, I was...
Oh, my gosh.
I've only been once, and it was for work
to
Las Vegas, Nevada. And we were walking down, because we did a remote there for a whole week. And we were out there. I'd never been. I didn't know what to expect. Nobody warned me. I almost got into a physical fight, because you go on the strip and you got those people and they're snapping those things at you. I had no idea what it was. And I grab it, and there's this completely nude chick that I now have an image burned into my brain forever of. And I threw it on the ground, and then they just kept snapping them at me. And finally, I got so frustrated, because it was like, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. But they get so pushy that I pushed back. And probably that was out of flesh. I don't know, you know, because I was furious, and I couldn't believe that they would put that so implicitly in front of you. And it's these escorts. It's these unbelievable things that we don't need, but we kind of let it slide because we're like, ah, it's no big deal.
And it's legal.
People are going to see it anywhere. People are going to see it everywhere, so it's not a big deal. They're going to see it somehow, some way. That's what television is. And I mean, if you take a look at it, this commentary on where we're at as a society, hotels replacing the Bible with 50 Shades of Grey. Let us know what you think. 505-338-3700. I am interested, because obviously we have not read the book.
Right.
And we had one comment saying, hey, it's not as bad as it seems. I want to know if there's anybody out there who's actually read this book. Give us a call. 505-338-3700.
And if it's not that bad, then they can talk about
and
it.
And then they can
us,
talk
right?
about it. Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about this. 50 Shades of Grey, replacing the Bible, at least in one hotel right now, for now.
Yeah.
We'll see where it leads. But what does Tabitha say?
Tabitha says that it's so sad that the Bible was replaced with any other book. I have heard testimonies of people who have been on the verge of suicide and have come to Christ and changed their lives, all because of being led to the open the bedside drawer at the hotel and reading a few pages of the Bible.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Tina, though. I'm a commenter on Facebook.
Oh, cool. Hi, Tina. Okay. So I want to talk about this, because you made a comment on Facebook saying the book really isn't as bad as it seems. So
have you read it?
Have you read it? Okay.
And it's a trilogy, and I did read all three books.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. Everybody was talking about it, so I just wanted to see what it was all about.
Okay. And, you know...
And the story as a whole isn't so much about the sexual factor. It's more about freeing him from who he thinks he is.
Okay.
And the 50 Shades of Grey is actually... His name is Christian Grey.
Uh-huh.
And it's about all the different aspects of his life.
Right. Now, I'm not judging. I'm not going to tell you, you know, whatever, because, you know, whether it's a violent video game or, you know, I'm sure there are plenty of things in my life that somebody could put under the microscope and say, oh, well, you shouldn't be doing that. But, you know, all I've heard about this is all of the explicit erotic writing.
Yeah.
And it's in there, right?
Yeah, and the first book is really bad with that. But the second and third book, it's not it's less of that and more about their life together.
Do you think possibly it's something like, because, you know, HBO shows, Showtime shows, they'll always try and hook you with sex. And then, you know, it's like, oh, well, the later seasons aren't as bad. Is it really that it's not as bad? Or is it possibly that we've been so desensitized that it's kind of just less noticeable to us?
No, like the second and third, the first book is really a lot about sex more than it is anything. And the second and third book is more about them building a life together and getting married and having kids. And it's not so much about the dominatrix part of it. It's more of her getting him out of that lifestyle.
So this is a book you would recommend to other people?
I don't know. I can't say I'd recommend it. I have recommended it to a couple of people that I know wouldn't be offended by it. But if you're not okay with hearing, like, reading about all that, I wouldn't read it.
Okay.
It's
word
it
porn.
It is like porn. Like, really, the first book is, and if you're not okay with that, I wouldn't read it.
So if you're not okay with it,
don't read it. But it's really not as bad. The story as a whole is not as bad as people think. The first book probably is as bad as everyone thinks it is, but the story as a whole is really something totally different.
All right. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. So there it is from Tina. If you're not okay with porn, word porn, don't read it.
Well,
I don't even know where to go, okay, man.
Well, at least that clears it up. We're not just shooting from the hip. Here's somebody who says,
hey, if you're not okay with that. Hey! Look at that. This makes me happy.
Is that breakfast burritos?
That looks like breakfast over there, so we're going to have to get that.
Take some
oh, my God.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or facebook.com/mystaticradio. A hotel replacing the Bible with 50 Shades of Grey, and none of us being readers of that book, we thought we'd get some expertise, quote-unquote. Yeah. So there it is. We got word from somebody who read it. And from her words, if you're not okay with word porn, you know, if you're not okay with that, don't read it.
Right. And
that's it for me.
That's
I don't know where to go. Should any of us really ever be okay with that?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
We don't need that.
Okay.
We don't need that in our lives. We don't meditate on things that are pure, things that are holy, things that are right. And those type of things leave... you don't have to see an image. It can leave an image in your mind from reading stuff. And, you know...
I've counseled so many dudes, younger men, who have had an addiction and or struggled with pornography that makes me sick. It's
It's not just the men, though.
Yeah,
The new society is introducing women into it, and women used to be appalled at it, and now they're embracing it.
Because it's not visual? It's emotional?
It's emotional because they hook them with the relationship part.
Because men are visual, very visual people. Right. Women are more emotional in the sense of relationships. And so do you think, that's the hook?
They do. They hook them with the relationship part, and she's helping them, and she's with the bad boy, but he exploits her and that sort of thing. But I'll tell you what, I've got a family member who works at a public library. She now says when they catch people on porn in the library, 50% of the time it's girls now.
Wow.
It's girls. That's to me, the girls, man, they're a bedrock of our society. They need to toe the line in that sense. When they give in to this, that it gives me fear for our society.
Yeah.
When it becomes complacent and something that's accepted and something that's not embarrassing that we can showboat this stuff even.
Right.
Oh, my heart breaks. But I'm excited for our younger people in the society. I think we're seeing a groundswell movement of rebellion against a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
And we're starting to see people coming out, and even the TV producers are seeing this. Now, I don't think they're going about it the right way, but there's this new series called Virgin Diaries.
Right.
And they're doing this whole thing on this groundswell of men and women who are starting to say, no, I'm not going to open myself up to this. And so they think that there is a growing subculture that would watch this, which tells you they've sitting there doing the research. They're not going to put money into this
unless
they think that there's this type of desire to watch this.
Yeah.
And not just as a spectacle. They actually, not everybody was Christian on it.
Right.
Some were Mormon, some were atheists, and then some didn't have good reasons why they were doing that, and they end up, I watched one episode, so. But anyways, it tells you that there's a movement coming in.
Yeah.
So instead of being all, man, everything's terrible, when I go and share at the high schools, I answer questions like at, or even junior highs, you can have me on campus.
Yeah.
They've got questions like this, and I give them sound reason, and they're almost like, you can see their shoulders go down, like, oh, thank God that I don't have to do that.
Right.
I don't have to be that way.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And you almost see this relief in their face.
Mm-hmm.
505-338-3700 is the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Talking about this hotel replacing Bibles with 50 Shades of Grey. And it's something, obviously, it needs to be discussed and something that we need to be educated on, other than just saying, well, I heard this is awful. You know, I'm glad we got that phone call. Was it Tina, right?
Yeah, Tina.
I'm glad Tina called in to give us an account and say, hey, I've read all three. And, you know, if you're not okay with this, if you're not okay with word porn, which in my...
Then don't read it, is what she said.
I would like to say, in my opinion, however, scripture is very clear, many a places why it's not acceptable.
Not okay.
As we look at sexual immorality and the damage it does to relationships.
Yeah.
But 505-338-3700, the phone number. Going to play some music real quick.
There
keep the conversation going.
Yep.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Harrison Hudson now. Song called At the Start. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Pastor Scott Tom across Christian Fellowship. Static Radio. Good morning. Steve Owen Mitch.
Hey.
Hanging with Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship.
Indubitably.
Talking about this hotel that has replaced the Bible with 50 Shades of Grey. What are your thoughts? Facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do we got?
Well, it says, Amy says, well, if someone reads any sort of romance novel, it's between God and them. What I don't like, what Amy doesn't like, is what she doesn't think is appropriate is when you read something like this and decide to share your sexual relationship on Facebook, Twitter, or with other friends, which I guess is what's becoming popular.
It's the norm these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are bought with a price. You are not your own.
Absolutely.
And so what you do in your private time is not just your own business.
Right.
There's a responsibility and a obligation to the Lord to possess your body in sexual purity. It says that in 1 Corinthians. As you go through that, it talks about it here in 1 Thessalonians 4 that we just talked about.
Yeah.
And so this is scary because this kind of these arguments of society have permeated into the Christian culture. And where is our holiness?
Yeah.
And so I applaud, like, there's a young woman who called in just while we're on break who was talking about how she's in college doing, you know, walking a Christian walk. And wow.
Yeah.
You know, these are leaders. And instead of compromising, she's holding to what is true, what is pure. God will bless that.
And sadly, she said, you know, it's not just it's her Christian friends that are bowing to this whatever. It's unbelievable to see how many quote-unquote Christians are saying, yay, I finally lost it.
Yeah.
Like, and, wow.
And that's, you know, oh, man. Just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Because I see these things going on. And you know what? I did a study on this, Try Before You Buy, that, you know what? I'm going to go this afternoon, get it up on the web.
Yeah.
And offer. We gave it away at the Purity Seminar. I'm going to put it up there as a free, you know, download. You can listen to it or download it on crossfellowship.org.
Nice.
And it deals with that whole thing of try before you buy and why it's not a good way of living your life and doing that. Why it's, and it doesn't get into all the scare tactics of STDs and all that.
Right.
It's not going to do that. It talks about really, you know, well, I'll put it up and people can listen to it.
Cool. Crossfellowship.org. Pastor Scott Tom, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Yeah great.
And,
thanks for having me.
Yeah.
And last word by from TJ says, if you're not affected by it, you're affected by it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely.
You are affected.
Yeah. So we got some interesting calls this morning, some great thoughts. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We didn't get to hit up the other two topics, but we will put them on the back burner and maybe next Tuesday hit those up because there's, man, yeah, as we talk about, I'll leave you with this because we were asking which topics, and sadly ABC just did a survey as we talk about broken relationships and the damaging effects of pornography, of this mommy porn known as 50 Shades of Grey, everything that's going on. Sadly, they surveyed people asking what was more embarrassing or damaging to them, filing for divorce or filing for bankruptcy. And 65% of people said filing for bankruptcy is obviously harder to talk about than filing for divorce because that's just a relationship. But filing for bankruptcy, that affects your whole life.
Oh,
and so
man.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I love what TJ says. If you don't think you're affected by it, you're affected by it. In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there it is.
Look, you can live a godly life in an evil age. And they did in the first century, and we can now.
Yeah.
And it could be a blessing. And when you walk with the Lord in that way, it's hard. It is hard. It's difficult. But don't think that the other way is not harder.
Right. And, well,
once people give in, once they compromise, there's going to be those areas where they wish they hadn't. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be problems. And so you do it the right way.
Yeah, and you're a fool if you think that it's more difficult today. Like, oh, but you don't understand, the temptations and trials today are way worse than they were back in the biblical times. Go back and reread the book of Corinthians and see what was going on at the church at Corinth. There was a dude sleeping with his mom, and people thought that was acceptable, you know? So Paul had to come out and condemn it because people were just having sex freely, doing whatever the bleep they wanted to do. And so if you think it's just in your face now, this whole homosexuality, this whole just blatant disregard for purity is a newfangled thing.
It's been around.
You're greatly mistaken.
In Corinth, they had 1,000 temple prostitutes that would come out every night and tempt the men of the city and women of the city.
Yeah.
They had the homosexual prostitutes as well.
Yeah.
So think about that.
Yeah, exactly. If you think you're tempted now. So that's it for us. If you missed part of the show, we will be podcasting at mystaticradio.com/mornings. That's it for us.
That's it.
Yeah, it's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.